It hasn't yet been filed, but a potential legal dispute still looms over some of Governor Burgum's line item vetoes following the 2017 legislative session. The last time there was a legal clash between the two branches happened in 1977. It involved then-Lieutenant Governor Wayne Sandsted.
Though historically, the Lieutenant Governor, who under the Constitution was allowed to cast the vote in the case of a tie in the Senate, historically the precedent had been that the Lieutenant Governor did not do that.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem was in the House at the time.
But then in 1977, the Senate actually passed the rule that said the President of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor, is not a member of the Senate, not an elected member of the Senate, therefore could not vote on final passage of a bill if they were tied, but only could vote on procedural matters when they were tied.
And Stengem says that set up the court case.
Lieutenant Governor went to court. He sued Howard Freed, who was the president pro tem of the Senate, and Dave Nething, who was the majority leader, and then all of the members of the Senate. And it went to the Supreme Court, the question there being, does the Lieutenant Governor, who is not an elected senator, have authority to cast a deciding vote if the senators are tied on final passage of a bill?
In a divided ruling, the Supreme Court decided
the Lieutenant Governor is not a member of the Senate. It takes a majority of the members elected to the Senate to pass a bill.
So Sandsted was not allowed to break a tie on the one measure in question.
That, interestingly, had to do with funding for public television.
Stengem says Grand Forks Senator Ray Holmberg then introduced a constitutional amendment allowing the Lieutenant Governor to break ties. It passed the legislature and passed a vote of the people. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.